I do not know exactly how Edith Lavery came first to be taken up by Isabel Easton. Probably they had a friend in common, or perhaps they just went to the same hairdresser. But from quite early on, for some reason, Isabel decided that Edith was rather a feather in her cap, someone that little bit special to be fed to her country neighbours in rationed morsels. History was, of course, to prove her right, although there was no tremendously compelling evidence for this when I first met her. Edith was certainly very pretty then, but not as she would be later when she had, as designers say, found her style. She was a type, albeit a superior example of it. The English blonde with large eyes and nice manners. I had known Isabel Easton since we were children together in Hampshire, and we enjoyed one of those pleasant, undemanding friendships that are based entirely on longevity. I had gone into the theatre, and Isabel had married a stockbroker and moved to Sussex, so our worlds scarcely crossed. But it was fun for Isabel to have an actor to stay occasionally who had been seen on television, though never, as it happens, by any of her friends. And for me, it was pleasant to spend the odd weekend with my old playmate. I was in Sussex the first time that Edith came down, and I can testify to Isabel's enthusiasm for her new friend. Things are going to happen for her. She's got something. Isabel was fond of using phrases that seemed to imply an inside knowledge of the workings of the world. Some might have said that Edith didn't appear to have got very much beyond her appearance and a rather beguiling, relaxed charm, but I was inclined to agree with our hostess. There was a hint of what was to come in the mouth, one of those cut-glass mouths with the clearly defined, almost chiselled lips that one associates with the film actresses of the 40s.